Bonjour à tous, dans le podcast d'aujourd'hui, nous écoutons l'interview du groupe suisse-allemand Black Sidahu, composé d'un batteur, d'un claviériste, d'un percussionniste, des guitaristes et bassistes, ainsi que la chanteuse Janine Catrène.
À l'occasion de leur concert au temps machine à jouer les tours, nous avons eu la chance de leur poser des questions et nous allons découvrir ensemble leurs réponses.
Should we begin?
Yes.
Okay, well, for Sos, thank you for having us. It's really a pleasure. So, I have seen you have different titles in different languages, like Le Temps se fuit et Die Frühen Jahre. Were these titles inspired by your several trips around Europe?
The first one, yes, because it's Le Temps se fuit is mostly about life on tour and when time flies and it's like sand in your hands and you try to keep it here, but everything goes through the fingers. And because every day you do the same, you come here, you build a whole stage, you do sound check, you stand in front of a lot of people every night, and everything is the same, day after day after day. And when you do this for 3 weeks in a row, you forget, what did we do last week? Because everything is like one big day. So it seems like time stopped, but actually it's running really fast. And the second one was actually a cooperation. Me and my sister Vera, we had a featuring with Dota, which is a German artist. And we, well, it's the lyrics are from a German poet. And we actually just, she gave us the song and said, if you can sing with me, that would be cool. So that's actually all we did. It's not, the text is not inspired by anything by us, it's by another person. And the music also is mostly Dota. We just had our own melody, the singing line, but that was it.
Alors, le premier titre, Le Temps se fuit, il est inspiré un peu comme, c'est un peu comme une métaphore du sable qui passe à travers les mains, enfin le temps qu'on perd, parce qu'on répète tellement les mêmes choses qu'au bout d'un moment, on se souvient plus de ce qu'on a fait. Et le deuxième, c'est plus un feat.
Une collaboration.
Une collaboration et avec Dota.
Okay, so why did you choose a DAO to represent your group?
The DAO?
Yes.
Okay, so back in the days, we had a different band name. Our old band name was Josh. And you could not find Josh anywhere in the internet because there is 1,000 Josh. So if you Google Josh or you search on Spotify, you will not find us. And then we recorded a new album in 2017 and decided to change our band name because it's for a band it's actually pretty important to have a unique band name. So if you Google it, there's one band called this way and not 1,000. And then we were looking for words to put together. So Black Sea is from the lyrics from White Creatures and has a deeper meaning for Janine especially. And it's not the Black Sea in the East, it's more how would you call it?
Like a dark,
dangerous,
mysterious ocean.
And then if we would have only taken Black Sea as a band name, we would have had the same problem. So if you Google it, there is obviously another Black Sea already since many years. So we had to find another word to put next to it. And then we Googled, we read through a Wikipedia page of mythical creatures, like animals that don't exist. And the Dahu popped into our eyes because of how it looks. We didn't know what it was. Just we loved how the letters next to each other looked like. And then we found out that the Dahu is a Swiss and also French mythical creature, which lives like in the Alps and is a goat that can only go one way. It lives on the mountain and has shorter legs on one side of the body. So it's very practical if you're a goat living on the mountains. But you can only go in one direction. And there's the ones that go left around the mountain, and then there's the ones that go right around the mountain. The one has on this side shorter legs, and the other has on this side. Very practical, but you cannot turn around. And we just loved the whole idea of this kind of silly animal also. And we just put it together, and then we're Black Sea Dog. That's
okay. Avant, ils avaient un autre groupe, un autre nom de groupe, mais plusieurs personnes avaient le même nom. Et du coup, ils ont cherché à avoir quelque chose d'unique pour que sur Google et Spotify et tout ça, ils aient leur propre nom. Et donc, au début, ils voulaient prendre Black Sea parce que c'était une référence personnelle, un peu mystérieuse et tout ça. Mais c'était déjà pris aussi. Donc, ils ont regardé les animaux qui n'existaient pas. Et donc, ils ont vu le mythe du Dahu, et donc ils ont trouvé ça plutôt drôle qu'une chèvre ait une patte plus courte que l'autre, et donc ils ont gardé cette idée.
How would you describe the type of music you are playing, who inspired you as an artist?
I find it harder and harder each year and with every record to describe it, but I think it's indie folk or pop, but we all have different musical influences actually. I think my influence in the band is a lot of classical music because I grew up classical with playing the violin for 15 years and being in an orchestra. So that's the background I bring into the band with my flair for folk music. But I think Pascal is way more hip-hop, and Ramon with the synth side. I don't know, you guys have to tell.
Electronic music.
You have to say.
Yeah, I think I have experienced a lot of classical music in my childhood, and of course, obviously with my synths, I'm really close to electronic music, and it's actually completely something different between hip hop and classical music and electronic music. And I don't know Sylvan.
I'm playing the drum parts of Nick. I just know that he studied jazz, but he's doing. I don't know, he played for a long time in the rock band, but he played bass there. So I guess he has many different styles, but maybe.
What is your musical influence?
My musical influence reaches, is quite diverse. I'd say rock and reggae influenced me.
Okay.
And also, like, we have beats that on the recordings, there's a lot of Afro beats, like beats that are inspired by Afro-American music.
Yes.
And we grew up listening to lots of Beatles and Rolling Stones and those kind of.
Du coup, suivant les chansons, il y a plusieurs différents types d'inspiration. On a le hip-hop, aussi la musique classique, vu que la chanteuse, enfin les deux sœurs ont grandi dans la musique classique et ont fait du violon. Il y a aussi de l'inspiration électronique et du rock, parce que ils écoutaient beaucoup The Beatles et les Rolling Stones.
How long does it take to write a song?
Between 5 hours and 1 year. Some of the songs are really hard to put down, and there's one really great danger that you can never stop fiddling, you know? Then you think, oh, this is not good, I have to change it again. 2 months later, you listen to it and say, oh no, it's not good, and then you change it again. And then in the end, you never release it, you're never done, and I think that's the most dangerous thing you can have with a song. I actually love it when I'm in a really creative state, and for example, I and my mother, I wrote that one in a day. Just one day, when you have to have time, a free mind, and an idea, a spark. And it helps when the band is available. I experience that when I'm songwriting and I can like quickly say, Ramon, can you go to the harmonium and play this and this and this? Then we're just moving way faster than when he's on holidays, which never happens, but when like you guys are not within reach and I just have to figure everything out on my own. It can happen that also then I'm writing huge orchestras that in the end, it's way too huge, you know? You don't have to add so many layers. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes time, sometimes it doesn't.
Alors là, ils nous ont parlé du temps que ça leur prend d'écrire une musique, et donc ça peut dépendre. Ça peut prendre 5 heures comme ça peut prendre plusieurs années, parce que parfois tout va aller d'un coup. L'écrivaine va avoir une idée, une inspiration, mais parfois elle va écouter ça un ou deux mois plus tard et elle va finalement trouver que c'est moins bien, donc elle va vouloir modifier tout ça. Et ça va aussi dépendre de comment le groupe est disponible. S'il est là pour essayer les choses, ça va aller plus vite. Mais si elle doit tout faire toute seule, ça va être plus compliqué. Et parfois, elle s'imagine des choses. Et au final, ça ne rend pas forcément aussi bien qu'elle voulait.
Now, I would like to ask you what advices could you give to a young person who wants to become a singer or to be part of a group?
Just try it out. Just give everything a chance and go for it.
Just give it a go.
Don't be afraid of mistakes or anything.
We just had this question with someone else. Oh, I had it with the pupils from Florian.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
I didn't.
Oh, what did I tell them?
If you want to form a group, I mean, how did we do it? I just grabbed the people most close to me, which were my siblings living next door. So I went to my sister and said, can you please sing a second voice here and play the bass? I literally actually forced you to play bass. Quite forced you to play bass in the beginning. And our brother plays the cello. So I just said, can you please play the cello here? Which for me was a great way to start a band and a group, was just to see what is around me. Do I have friends that play instruments? Would they like to play with me? And after my brother and my sister, it was just the people that you knew, it was your friends. And then, how do you say this? It's like, yeah, it's just your surroundings.
I guess it's important to start somewhere and then keep going and have fun.
Yeah, like, don't lose
if you don't fun. Yeah, if you don't like making music with someone, maybe don't make music with that person and find other people. I think you can't do it on your own unless you want to like play solo guitar all the time, like really on your own, then it's something else. But if you want a band, like find people you like playing music.
Okay. I think it also depends if you want to make a living with your band or if you just want to have a hobby and have fun. And if you want to make a living, then I think you have to make two choices, and one choice is you never give up and you fight as hard as you can, and the second one is and be as flexible as you can. Don't like stiffen up. Even if you, like in fighting hard, you have to be flexible because things are not gonna go the way you planned it. So you have to be fluid and moving. Maybe you're gonna lose the drum player and you're gonna play with a new guy. So you have to be flexible with this stuff.
Okay, and what about you two?
Yeah, I thought about probably just never give up on yourself. Just believe in yourself. Be soft on yourself, like a tree in the wind.
Okay.
And just grow
steadily. That's poetic.
The tree is not growing too fast, it's growing year by year.
Mm-hmm.
But you still believe in yourself and you're like smooth in the wind.
Yeah. Don't trust anyone. Don't trust anyone on the label side. Just think. Don't sign anything that you don't understand. That is my very good advice as a woman in the business.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, also think that
practice.
To have fun. to have fun is the most important thing for me in every second. And of course you have to prepare that there will come maybe different times in the life of a musician, of course, but to have fun is, I think that's just the most important thing. And I experienced a lot of people who just thought, oh no, if I play music I have to be able to read music sheets, for example, and they just focused on this whole notation thing, and I just think, yeah, if it feels like, yeah, okay, I have to do that, and it's a lot of fun for me to figure out the notes and everything, go for it, but it's not necessary at all.
Okay, thank you. C'est bien d'essayer et de surtout pas abandonner. Il faut croire en soi et il faut se voir un peu comme un arbre dans le vent qui grandit d'année en année. Il faut se laisser le temps et il faut bien s'entourer pour... Bref, ça dépend de notre objectif. Si on veut en vivre, il ne faut jamais abandonner, il faut s'entourer. Et si on veut juste en faire par passion ou par envie.
Do you sometimes dream of another career?
No. Yes. Dream? You mean dream like I wish I had a different career, or
yes, or just think about it.
Yeah, I do. You never do, but it's no. Just in the hard, you know, during the hard times, you think. I could actually, and for me it's a freeing thing to be able to think that I could actually just let go of it. I'm not like bound to this. I don't have to do it. I could go and work with animals, you know, because I love animals, and I could just work in a shelter with dogs and, you know, have my peace every day. I don't have to talk to you guys every day. Don't talk to fans every day, be on a stage in the middle of in the center of everything all the time. It's really exhausting. So sometimes I just dream of more of being in the background. But that is just my position, because I'm the most focused on person in this group. I would be in the second row, would be a different kind of feeling. But and I miss animals a lot. But I love my job.
What about you?
It's a difficult question. I mean, I have a little son at home.
Oh, nice.
And it's obvious that I miss him a lot, and that causes a lot of dreams or imaginations of different life situations. But in the end, I think I just live my dream, and I'm really happy with what I'm doing now.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, yeah, I think we have a lot of times we joke about it, but like also we too, we sometimes we plan, we say like, oh, we're gonna quit everything and open a restaurant.
So much stress.
It would be like stress restaurant, that we would do this and we would do that. And
that's bacon bolognese on
top. Yeah.
Wow.
And we kind of joke about it, but it's also like nourishing in what you're doing, in what we are doing now, because we kind of like embellish other or romanticize other ways of living, and that is that's quite nice. I also do it for like. For other music, if I would play other music like
salsa,
yeah, or be a conguero, or play just do drum beats, or like a program for hip hop stuff, and there's like a romantic side, like you said, with working with animals, you romanticize a bit, like and there's also like hard ways in this life. And I think I like to do, like, romanticize other ways of living.
When you get to the border of romanticizing it, you realize that most of us actually worked something else before we could work music full time, and I would never go back to it. I don't want to go to work in the restaurant again, and 5 shifts a week, and then I worked as a biking messenger too, so it was just hustling to be able to play music full time. And now that we play music full time, it's just, I think every mind needs different legs to stand on to be stable, you know. And if you only do music all the time, then when you go home and there's no music, your house is gonna break down, because you only have this one leg, which is music. So you need other legs, like dogs, and maybe vegan bolognese, cooking, you know, it's another leg to stand on. Yeah, so if you go for music, give it everything you can, but try to remain other hobbies too. Okay. That's important. Okay.
C'est long, la phrase.
Alors, c'était pour savoir si parfois il voulait avoir une autre carrière. Et donc, au début, c'était plutôt non. Mais après, finalement, ils ont dit que c'était important de savoir qu'ils n'étaient pas obligés de continuer dans la musique. Que c'était toujours possible de faire autre chose. Et donc, la chanteuse, elle rêverait de travailler avec les animaux parfois et de ne pas avoir à parler avec tout le monde, d'être le centre de l'attention. Un joueur aimerait pouvoir passer plus de temps avec son jeune fils. Et après, deux d'entre eux rêvent d'avoir un restaurant ensemble, comme beaucoup de gens rêvent. Et en globalité, ils trouvent que c'est quand même important de pouvoir avoir toujours une partie de rêve en soi et de savoir que c'est pas obligé de faire de la musique, qu'ils sont pas emprisonnés et condamnés à faire ça. Et qu'avant, il ne faut pas qu'ils oublient qu'avant, ils faisaient autre chose avant de pouvoir jouer de la musique à plein temps. Et donc, voilà.
Last but not least, what are your future projects or goals as a group?
Go to Brazil and play.
Yeah, Brazil is a near future plan. I would like to play at great festivals like the one Ben Howard's playing,
Glastonbury
Festival, like more England stuff. Going to the US would be cool, but it doesn't have to be.
No, that we would like.
Yeah, just lots of more touring, because it's what sustains our lives. What is our dream? To be able to sit together as a group and have fun and like each other in even 10 and 20 years, I think is the most important dream, because it's been actually a... Is that what it means for you?
Challenge
to be working together, playing music together, the things we love, and remain friends. It's not the easiest thing to do, actually.
Good communication is key.
Good communication. Learning from each other. And a new album would be cool. Right?
Yeah, and also like work less in the things that we don't want to work in.
like what?
Like less social media. Probably would be good.
Yeah, like Janine has to do 1.5 hours social media each day, at least.
Mm-hmm. Just being less involved in all the administrational stuff for touring or releases, anything. It would be a dream if we could just be musicians who play music on stage, and we don't have to set up the stage, we don't have to clear the stage. We come for soundcheck, and then we do the show, and then we leave, and then we play new music, like we go and write music. All the other stuff you have to do when you're a touring musician and living as a musician is overwhelming. A lot of work.
Yeah, it's a process.
Yeah.
Social
media manager would be nice to have.
Yeah. I mean, one and a half year ago, or 2 years ago, we didn't have like a bus like we have now. And now it's like we have it and we can enjoy it. So, yeah.
One step by step, with trees.
Trees
grow slowly.
One
and
ring in here.
Yeah.
Make new music, what is the goals?
White clouds, interview.
Oh, okay. That's our driver. Best guy.
Du coup, la question c'était ce que sont vos potentiels futurs projets ou objectifs en tant que groupe. On m'a répondu du coup qu'on aimerait bien aller au Brésil jouer, faire de la musique là-bas, aussi participer à des grands festivals, aller en Angleterre,
aux États-Unis, pouvoir se détacher le plus possible des réseaux sociaux et pouvoir faire autre chose que juste le travail de chanteurs qui font des tours. Par exemple, ne pas avoir à faire tout ce qui est le montage de la scène et tout ça, et juste venir jouer de la musique et repartir. Et ils sont en train de le faire, et ils ont rappelé la métaphore de l'arbre et que tout se construit petit à petit.
C'est le progrès.
Et voilà.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Truly a pleasure.
Those are very good questions.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Ah, personnellement, je trouve que ce sont des gens très avenants et ouverts, sans prise de tête, et très intéressants, qui ont de grands projets et de belles ambitions.
Leur musique est très douce et relaxante, et on peut s'identifier à eux.
Et moi, j'ai beaucoup aimé, lors de l'interview, ils étaient très ouverts à nous. On arrivait dans leur loge, ils étaient tous décontractés, et ils nous ont accueillis très gentiment. Et leur musique, elle est très relaxante à écouter.
Je trouve également que leur musique est très harmonieuse, c'est très douce, ce qui est plutôt apaisant.
Merci d'avoir écouté cette émission et on vous conseille de prendre connaissance de la programmation sur le site du Temps Machine et n'hésitez pas à aller acheter des billets pour écouter le concert de Black Sidahu.
Through the night.